fighting for America.
It's going to be in Cleveland in 2016. The Republican National Committee has chosen Cleveland.
It's not the place you come to sleep. I tell you what, how comfortable is that? Probably won't have any neck problems tomorrow.
Fighting for Idaho.
I kept thinking that you just need to change your slogan at the beginning of your show. Instead of if it's Sunday, it's Meet the Press, it should be if it's Sunday, it's another administration official making stuff up on Meet the Press.
Fighting for you.
People are sleeping while they drive. I'm just sitting watching. They're on their cell phone.
You see,
forget it.
Right, but you see, you should have come out with this. Now we've got to go, and you're giving us the best stuff.
Boise's Mr. Right, Kevin Miller in the morning.
I'm sorry.
On 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
Kevin Miller in the morning, 580 KIDO. No, we love to reward good works, and none better than our friend Chris Farrell from Judicial Watch. Chris, good to have you with us.
Great to be with you, Kevin. How are you today?
Oh, you know, if only you had as much exposure as you have here at 580 KIDO. I mean, we can never talk about just what's going on here because the press just kind of sits back and glosses everything over. So we're fired up to have you here. And first and foremost, are you shocked at all the congressional folks that are, you know, with their outrage and everything else concerning the Lois Lerner emails and the law stuff? If it hadn't been for you guys, we'd never know about this.
Strange but true. Not even strange, just kind of pathetic but true. Our congressional so-called leaders are just they're busy doing publicity stunt stuff and not really doing what they could do, which is, of course, impeach other constitutional officers. They'd never be able to impeach the president with Harry Reid sitting in the Senate, but they could go after other secretaries and agency heads. And if they really had guts, they could just shut down funding, right?
That's a case. How, you know, we go back to, it's funny because we've got National Geographic running the 90s, the last great decade or whatever, and we go back to the Clinton impeachment. How far or how little, how far above have we gone as far as lawbreaking, comparing what's going on now to what happened with Bill Clinton, what happened with Richard Nixon?
Well, it's a progression, right? So Clinton, Nixon was interested in sort of the petty personal politics of his own paranoia, really. And he only talked about going after people with the IRS and was impeached for that in part, or at least had articles of impeachment drafted. He was never actually impeached, of course. But those articles of impeachment were drafted against him just for talking about using the IRS. In this case, the Obama administration is actively engaged in the pattern and practice of targeting their opponents and going after them with the IRS. So Nixon would blush at what this administration has done. And with the Clintons, you know, it was sort of a very petty monetizing of the White House, right? So they wanted to figure out a way to make a buck off every activity going on in the White House and personally benefit from it. The Obama administration is involved in something, frankly, more sinister. You know, they promised fundamental transformation, and unfortunately our sort of dopey American public, I hate to say that about our public, but our electorate is very naive. They said, wow, that sounded good. That's like when they put the you know, on a package of cookies, new, right? Everyone falls for it. It's the same old cookies. They just put the label new on it. So the Obama administration promised something new. And we went, great, we'd love something new. And they didn't realize what they were getting. And that is, you know, a fundamental transformation that really creates a active, growing socialism that really betrays our Constitution.
Well, Chris Farrell from Judicial Watch, Kevin Miller here at 580KIDO. If you or I did this, or if the Republicans did what Eric Holder, Lois Lerner, and the crew have done, what would happen?
There would be a constant 24/7 drumbeat on every cable news channel, save perhaps Fox, and every newspaper, certainly, about the criminality of the administration. And it would be relentless, and there'd be finger wagging and head shaking, and you know, it would be a very deliberate, overt attack on the administration, and then a very subtle, sort of editorial slant in virtually everything, you know, whether it be late night comics cracking jokes down to sort of tisk tisk interviews on the Sunday shows. It would be a barrage of an attack on the administration. And here it's it barely gets any coverage at all, or the coverage is so dumbed down you wouldn't even know that something wrong had happened.
Well, see, this is what laws have been broken, privacy has been shattered, and we all just sit around waiting for Eric Holder to do something, which, Chris Farrell, you know he's not going to do.
Never. Just out of the question. Eric Holder will take no action against this administration. He is a puppet. He is a bought and paid for political operative working at the behest of Obama and Valerie Jarrett.
So for those of us that sit back and have just enjoyed the 4th of July fireworks and think everything's great, are we living in the Matrix?
There's a certain part of that. You know, I was talking to a friend of mine. I went to a minor league baseball game, which is great because it's kind of baseball at its purest, right? I was at a minor league baseball game over the weekend, and it was good fun, great baseball, fireworks, kids running the bases. It was sort of the best of Americana, right? It's what you think of with the 4th of July celebration kind of thing. And so it kind of renews your faith in just good old USA kind of stuff. But then the other part of it is what we're faced with at the national level, which has nothing to do with what I just described. It's a much more cynical process. And so it's tough. It's tough to reconcile the two.
580KIDO, as we continue on with Chris Farrell of Judicial Watch, Kevin Miller in the morning. So where do we go from here with the IRS? We can't emphasize how important this is, and yet we just kind of, the beat continues on. Does the press really call the shots when it comes to enforcing the laws in this country?
Well, they give political cover, and they allow, you know, sort of a pass or a wink and a nod to what would otherwise be very selective sort of enforcement. You know, Thursday we've got a hearing in federal district court here in D.C. in front of Judge Emmett Sullivan, because we've pointed out to the good judge that the IRS has made false and misleading statements to him for months now, because they have never once mentioned any sort of missing emails or missing records in their document production that we've forced them to produce to us. And so they've been in front of Congress saying, whoopsie, we lost all this email, and out of the other corner of their mouth, they've lied to the judge and never once telling him that there's any sort of missing records. And so Thursday there's a hearing, and we're very interested to see how the IRS that has painted themselves into this corner is going to explain themselves to the judge.
Chris Farrell joining us from Judicial Watch. Chris, I it's amazing to me that we have the Speaker of the House is going to sue the president now. What's your take on that?
It's kind of a childish publicity stunt, frankly. It's the Speaker already has all the powers under the Constitution that he needs, right? He should have started proceedings of impeachment against other constitutional officers, secretaries of the various departments, people like Koskinen at the IRS, the commissioner, I'm not saying him in particular, though his performance in the last couple of weeks is dreadful. But there's other agency heads that if they wish to begin procedures or actions against, they could have. The House still holds the power of the purse. Anything they don't like, they could selectively simply shut down. They lack the courage to do so. But, I mean, I don't care if it's a 7-year-old in his allowance, right? You shut down the money, guess whose attention you get, right? But they're so afraid, they're so terrified of being called mean, right, that they lack the courage to act. And frankly, it's their duty to act, right? So there's all sorts of powers given to the Congress. The Speaker normally is an enormously powerful person, but they lack any sort of leadership skill or drive. And so they resort to weird publicity stunts and litigation, frankly, that's going nowhere. It's a waste of time.
Well, you bring up the IRS commissioner. Have you ever seen such arrogance out of a public official? He treated Congress as a joke, and obviously this is a microcosm of the attitude that the administration seems to have for the executive branch.
Yeah, so there's two questions. One is, even if you think the guy's a moron that you're testifying in front of, you're obligated, out of respect for the institution and the office, to at least go through the motions of being respectful and civil and sort of engaging at a professional level. That was utterly abandoned, right? So we had grown men sitting across, tables from each other or a hearing room, basically hurling insults at each other. You're a liar. No, you're not. Yes, you are. This very petty stuff. It's nothing new. It's happened a million times before, but it's just sort of pathetic. And that takes it from the professional level down to the personal level, where there's just a complete disregard for the actual folks involved in the process, right? They hold them in such contempt, literally and figuratively, that there's no there. It's a contest of people making snarky remarks to each other, while the public's interest, the citizens, who they only derive their power from with our consent, are ignored.
Right. Again, I've never seen anything like it. And look, I've watched a lot of the best of Eric Holder, and this guy made Holder seem respectful.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Again, more on that coming up. Our great friend Chris Farrell joining us from Judicial Watch here at 580 KIDO. Coming up, we'll talk a little bit about what's going on the border and why it matters. Anything else you guys are working on before we get to traffic here at 580 KIDO?
It's an endless lineup. I'd take over your show.
Indeed. More coming up with Chris Farrell next here at 580 KIDO. Let's get you to work safely and on.
Glenn Beck, weekdays at 9. Now back to Kevin Miller on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
Kevin Miller in the morning, 580 KIDO. Chris Farrell joins us from Judicial Watch. Chris, let's talk a little bit about the crisis on the border, and you find it unusual that we don't have transparency on what's really happening at the border.
Yeah, I guess Congressman Bridenstine from Oklahoma tried to go out to one of the holding areas in Oklahoma at Fort Sill to see what was going on, and the good congressman was turned away. So in his district, on a U.S. Army base, where a facility being run by Health and Human Services was taking care of people, these kids that are here, the congressman was told, beat it, get out of here, which I find absolutely mind-boggling.
Well, you could forget about his vote when it comes up for more appropriations for the military or Department of Homeland Security. How big a deal is this?
I think it's huge. I mean, one of the fundamental jobs of a congressman is to do exactly what he was doing, which is go out into his district and see what's going on and see how the government's performing and how money's being spent. And in this case, totally disrespected and basically told drop dead. They said that if he sent an email, they might be able to get back to him by the 21st of July.
The 21st of July, gosh knows how many more folks are going to be coming in, what the conditions are, and the idea of oversight. Where do you think that these people actually got the authority to deny the congressman?
It's a position they've taken that they're going to stonewall and jam Congress as much as humanly possible. This is a manufactured crisis dreamt up by the Obama administration and their allies, in the open borders movement, whether it's La Raza, MALDEF, and the rest of them, who I believe have been down in Central America for months now, promoting, organizing a campaign for these kids to come north and create a crisis that will give Obama the excuse to grant amnesty. And that's what this is all about.
And yet you have the president saying that he's going to ship them back. Of course, it's kind of tough if you ship people to Indiana, North Carolina, and all over the country to round them back up and then send them home.
And who's paying attention? Who's going to do any kind of follow-through other than Judicial Watch, frankly? I mean, who's really going to track this and try to provide any accountability for the public? It becomes a shrug, right? It's another one of the forest fires set by the Obama people.
Well, Chris Farrell, this is why it's important to support Judicial Watch. If people want to support your group, what can they do? What do they need to do to hold the government accountable?
Well, if they'd like to find out more about what we do and how we do it, they should go to judicialwatch.org, O-R-G. We've got a ton of great information up there for folks to learn about what the government's doing or not doing. And we would appreciate any and all support. We're organized as a nonprofit charity or an educational foundation. We also file a lot of lawsuits and hold folks accountable, so we'd appreciate any support.
Well, it is important because Congress isn't doing their job. You've got the administration running wild. How big of a threat is this administration to fundamentally, radically, as we've talked about earlier, just rewiring how our government works?
They're already well down the road on this. It's very sad. It's very dangerous, frankly. And no one should take it for granted. No one should, if you were to compare the America of 2016 to the America of even, 2086, 30 years ago, you're in a different world.
I just really come back to this, and you speak about this all the time. You do the research. It's unnervingly fascinating yet irritating that the laws are being broken. Holder runs around with immunity. Lerner is not held accountable. You've got the commissioner smacking Congress, and the press kind of blames everybody else for not liking the president.
Yeah, and, of course, if you don't like the president or you don't like his particular policies, it's not a matter of an intellectual disagreement over sort of political philosophy. You're obviously a racist instead. That's the card that's usually played right away.
Well, how dangerous is that in this overly saturated, overly caffeinated society where we have these false accusations, the laws are being broken, and we just kind of sit there and go, well, there's not much we can do about it because one side says this and the other side says the laws weren't being broken.
Yeah, it's a circular reasoning, unfortunately. So that's why it's important to file lawsuits and hold these folks accountable, and That's what we do. It's the only way to get to the bottom of it. Otherwise, it's just a lot of hot air being blown around the room.
Speaking of hot air, what do you make of Chuck Todd's comments concerning the IRS that there were victimless crimes?
I don't know of his comments. You kind of caught me flat-footed on that one. I'm not surprised, but I don't know what he said in the context of it. So I'm going to take a pass on that one.
Oh, my goodness. We stumped you. That's a first for good old K. Millie here. But, again, in the context, well, there wasn't really any harm. And then you think of the people like Betsy Gertzen with the Wetumpka Tea Party, with people that turned over their list to the government. And I think that a lot of folks have lacked the critical thinking skills that our country was founded on the fear of big government, not just the fear of the crown, but the government becoming too powerful to becoming an entity unto itself. And look, I'm going to go Articles of Confederation on you here at 580KIDO. That's why our first document had the federal government so weak.
Precisely. People forget the government, they're nothing but our trusted servants. That's all they are. That's all they are. They have no authority or power other than that which we give them.
Chris Farrell, finally here at 580KIDO, what should we be looking out for this week from your group and others?
The biggest thing, I think, of these hearings, both our hearing and then the subsequent hearing brought by True the Vote, another organization we work with often, on these IRS emails, that's really where the news is going to be made because you've got two judges who I think are going to be not terribly entertained by the IRS's performance to date, let alone whatever lying they've done. And I think that will really those will be the newsmakers for the week.
Chris Farrell, thank you very much, sir. We appreciate it.
Great to be on. Thanks.
All right, our great friend Chris Farrell with Judicial Watch. And before we move on here, folks, we talk about the power of prayer. We speak of the power of our history. But we are living in dangerous times, and whether you're a Republican or a Democrat, The idea, and I would love for any of our folks that have voted for the president, I met a guy the other day that said, I love Obama. Why do you love Obama? He goes, what he's done for this country. And I mean, I'm thinking to myself, what he's done to this country. If nothing else, you don't have to be a scholar. I'm far from a scholar. And I realize the danger when you have people like Becky Gerritsen, a young mother whose husband retired from the military, and the IRS said, turn over your papers. Turn over everything else. I mean, we hear about this all the time with Arizona Prop 1087. Oh, you can't ask people if they're in this country legally, except they do ask for your driver's license when you're speeding or something like that. We can't do that because that's too totalitarian. And yet, the government is out of control. Now, I know it's easier to sit back and wonder what LeBron James is going to do and sit back and and really what's on the vacation. And you're right, it is so easier. And I really relate to what Glenn Beck said. Dude, do you think it's easy to yap about this every day? Sure, I want to do other things. But man, you go back to the history of this country, and we can't tolerate this. Well, what do? You write letters, you see all your congressmen and senators, and let them know how important it is to you. I mean, that's what we can do. Empower Congress, not neuter it. And that's what this administration has done. Because lo and behold, nobody wants to be offensive. Nobody wants to be controversial. Nobody wants to have an opinion. That's the sad part about it today. So if America dies, will we save it? You're listening to Kevin Miller, 580 KIDO.
Making it harder for the best and the brightest to come here.
Things are tense in Murrieta, California.
This is illegal. It's got to stop.
Why are you guys
stop
already?
Today.
We are 5 days away from fundamentally transforming the United States of America.
If people care about the future of this country and defense of our republic, they will join this cause of articles of impeachment against Barack Obama, because enough is enough.
Giving Idaho a reason to get out of bed. Kevin Miller in the morning on 580 KIDO. Idaho's first radio station.
Oh, couldn't we all just make it wonderful? K. Melly in the morning. As you're having your warm beverage, or your not-so-warm beverage, thank you for starting your day with us here. Phone numbers 580-5436, 580-KIDO. A couple big news stories. The border crisis continues. But as you heard just moments ago from the intro there from Ray Amaya, Sarah Palin now has called for the impeachment of President Obama. And it's funny, we're working diligently. And if you heard Sean Hannity yesterday, he had a gentleman that is one of the people responsible for me being on the radio, and that's Patrick Joseph Buchanan. And we're working to get him on this program, as we have had every time Pat makes himself available. And Pat Buchanan says impeachment is not the way to go, but you take a look at who's making the waves. It's, well, on one hand, we have John Boehner in his lawsuit. I'm going to sue the president. Okay, sir. Good luck with that. John Boehner is going to sue the president of the United States. And you have Sarah Palin calling out the president. We'll tell him in a minute. Then you have Congressman Labrador basically saying it like it is.
I'm joined by Republican Congressman Raul Labrador of Idaho. Congressman, welcome back.
Thank you for having me on your show, and good morning.
So you've heard from Secretary Jay Johnson of Homeland Security. You got to do right by the children, he said. That's got to be a bottom line ideal here for the United States government. Is that how you?
I do not. You know, as I was listening to Secretary Johnson's interview, the first half of his interview, I kept thinking that you just need to change your slogan at the beginning of your show. Instead of if it's Sunday, it's Meet the Press, if it's Sunday, it's another administration official making stuff up on Meet the Press.
There you have it. It's not John Boehner. It's not Eric Cantor. It's Raul Labrador from Idaho. Now, last night on the Fox News Channel, and all over, really, Sarah Palin called out the president of the United States. By the way, I'm looking at the headline here in the Huffington Post. The NSA spied on 5 politically active American citizens, according to this report from Edward Snowden. And I know a lot of folks don't like Snowden, but hasn't Snowden served a purpose here? Here you go. The National Security Agency spied on 5 American citizens despite a lack of any finding that they posed a threat to national security. Heck, even the late God rest his soul, Tom Clancy, wrote in his book, You Have to Be a Clear and Present Danger. Now, this is from The Intercept, co-founded by Glenn Greenwald, reporting today. You'll love this. And folks, this is why we need the prayer. This is why we need the faith. This is why we need God and country in Idaho today. And I know, once again, that's why I thank you. That's why I appreciate however much time or how little time we have together, because the forces are aligning against us. How about this one? All 5 are moderate American citizens who appear to have been targeted for surveillance because of their political activity. One more time. All 5 are moderate American citizens who appear to have been targeted for surveillance because of their political activity. The NSA told The Intercept that the surveillance was not based solely on speech. However, quote, no U.S. person can be the subject of a FISA surveillance based solely on First Amendment activities, such as staging public rallies, organizing campaigns, writing critical essays, or expressing personal beliefs, the statement read. The revelation of the names of those who spied on has been hotly anticipated since Greenwald teased it in May, and it goes on and on and on. So we could sit there and talk about Greenwald and Snowden, but how many times have you wondered? Remember, we had the young lady on from the Wetumpka Tea Party. We'll get her back on. How many times have you wondered? Maybe your business has been subject of an audit. Maybe the IRS has come after you. Folks, it's going on. You just heard Chris Farrell talk about it. Scary times. And will this be covered by anybody? I mean, the Huffington Post is covering it. My goodness gracious. That's one issue at 580-5436. 580-KIDO. Is that an impeachable offense? Yes. Who's responsible? The president. Will the Republicans do it? No, of course not. Because they're afraid. They'd rather have a moderate guy in who's Democratic light. We see it in this state. We see it in other places. You see what's the thievery going on in Mississippi, as our friend Brian Fisher told us about. You know, that's why we can't check out. We have to double down. And speaking of this, you heard David Gregory. Do we owe children from other countries a place to live? You know, people continue to rewrite the politically correct history of America. America was founded on God, guns, and bravery. Manifest destiny. You either survived as you went out to the West. How many of you have gone across the old Oregon Trail or up north and wondered how did they ever conquer this territory with wagons and horses as opposed to SUVs and minivans? They didn't rely on government handouts. The frontier folks didn't rely on Big Brother. They didn't rely on disability. You either made it or you didn't, right? And today, we're seeing these folks coming in from other countries. And by the way, here at 580KIDO, who do you think is footing the bill for this stuff? Also, the Border Patrol has been, they've been told not to talk to the media. Do you want to know why? Because this is what they're saying.
The American taxpayer is paying for them being flown across the country. The American taxpayer is paying for their medical treatment while they're in our custody. I know a lot of them are going to be public assistance. I know that for sure.
Oh, great. Look, if you're on public assistance, if you can't work, I'm not going to judge you. God bless you. You were born in this country. That's how it is. But on the other hand, at 580KIDO, with a country that is in debt, and Dave Petzl and I disagree on this, and I pretty much can say whatever I want about Dave Petzl because he's watching the markets right now. But here's the skinny on this. We're printing our own money to keep our economy going. We've got the stock market at an all-time high, everybody! How many of you have lived large? How many of us have taken out a second mortgage? How many of us have had the pleasure of going to, and Kevin Miller will raise his hand because it happened more than once, having that credit card declined because you didn't pay it? Uh-oh! You mean I don't automatically get to be like the federal government and continue to expand my credit limit? I can't print money in the backyard? I can remember being so broke, and we're all just a paycheck away from it, by having three or four credit cards with me. In fact, people still joke about that with me here, where I'd go to Idaho Pizza Company, I'd call up to see how much money was on there so I could buy a lunch for two. That's the America that I live in because I have to be held accountable. I have to pay the mortgage. I thank God for what I have. And now we have this? Come on.
American taxpayers paying for them being flown across the country. The American taxpayers paying for their medical treatment while they're in our custody. I know a lot of them are going to be public assistance. I know that for sure.
Should these folks be on public assistance? Now, if I would ever want to go see Miller Family East, Kevin Miller, and now Dorothy Miller would have to pay their own airfare. And I pay taxes. So why should people from Guatemala, Panama, all these other places, foreign nationals, get flown around and we're footing the bill on it?
Being flown across the country, the American taxpayers paying for their medical treatment while they're in our custody. I know a lot of them are going to be public assistance. I know that for sure.
Man, that's a good deal if you can get it. Patriot Ray joins us now at 580KIDO with Kevin Miller in the morning. Hello, Patriot Ray.
Good morning, Kevin Miller and 580KIDO.
Good morning,
what
brother.
What a wonderful opportunity we have to be able to speak to you and to be able to have this forum. You know, you look at those people who are coming across the border illegally. They're illegal. That's a main word that nobody wants to put around. They're afraid of being offensive. But they're here illegally. And you have people here who were born and raised here, worked here, became ill, and were unable to work. And they have to jump through so many hoops to even get a little bit of assistance. And yet, when these people cross the border, man, put the hand out, and we're going to give you cash, and we're going to help you out, and we're going to give you medical, and we're going to take care of you. We can't turn you back because, oh, that would be so wrong. You know what? It is not wrong. It is wrong, and we don't take care of our people here first, and we're not doing that, Kevin. Look at what's going on with our military personnel. And how do you feel about these situations when they just give handouts to everybody who's doing the wrong things, and they're not taking care of people who are trying to do the right things? It just makes my turns my stomach.
Well, what do you make of Sarah Palin saying impeach him?
Well, they should. This whole deal about suing Obama, he knows there's nothing going to happen with that. Boehner knows there's nothing going to happen with that. These people get in there and get elected and say, oh, give me one more chance. Give me another chance to make it right. And then they screw us over again. So I don't know, the brain dead people who will not look at what's happening right before their eyes, seeing what this president does, seeing what his family does, and taking advantage of their position now in the White House, traveling the country the way they do, playing golf every time he gets a chance, not paying attention. He's never there when the big issues come at hand. Benghazi happened. He heard about it when we heard about it. I mean, what kind of a president is that? What kind of a leader is that?
Patriot Ray, we're going to Saturday. We'll see you there.
You betcha. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, our great friend Patriot Ray. Your thoughts on the latest concerning the border? I mean, we are paying for this stuff, right? Kevin Miller in the morning. Let's get you to work safely and on time. Coming up
on Hannity, weekdays at 3. Now, back to Kevin Miller on 580 KIDO. Idaho's first radio station.
580KIDO, K. Miller with you. Coming up next, we'll talk a little guns. We'll talk to a young lady who says it's time that women stand up for their Second Amendment rights, not just men. We'll get her perspective. Also, Senator Risch will join us, and our great friend Bob Dane will talk a little bit more about the economic impact of what's going on the border. From the 580KIDO Kevin Miller Hot List, who's the world's largest oil producer? Saudi Arabia? Iran? Iraq? No, it's America. So why are our gas prices going so crazy? We'll get to that in a minute. 580KIDO, let's get you to work. And coming up, the latest from Fox News on the radio. Don't forget the Kevin Miller Hot List, your daily dose of the stories that are trending, available every day, at least 5 days, possibly coming soon to 7 days, only at 580KIDO.com. Serving Emmett, Idaho.